Good morning. With three rounds to play of the AFL season, the magnets have never been more important. But can we just marvel as we start at the astounding deeds of Andrew Hoy, who last night redefined the notion of age at the Olympics. In winning bronze in the individual jumping final, he became the oldest individual Olympic medal winner since a Swedish shooter in 1912. Together with last night's silver and the team's eventing, Hoy won his first medals in 21 years since those heady days in Sydney. It is well recounted that Hoy is competing at his eighth games. That means he started in LA in 84. Now, when we played What's Your First Olympic Memory, many of you stumped for LA, and a good few of you listening won't even have been born. Gold in Barcelona in 92, gold in Atlanta in 96, gold and silver in Sydney in 2000, and silver and bronze at Tokyo 2020. He's an Australian marvel, Andrew Hoy. Actually, he's an international marvel.
Final line, he might just be in a shade of trouble on the clock.
Can't believe it, he's been galloping. That was a superb run. It was a better round than the first round.
Just inside, Andrew Hoy.
Very, very special. And as I've said before, it's a complete team effort. I don't do this alone. It's the whole support from the Australian Olympic Committee, the high performance team, the people of Australia that gives me no greater joy than to ride in the biggest sporting stage in the world, and that's the Olympic Games, representing Australia.
So we've had 13-year-olds on the podium in the skateboarding. We've had a 62-year-old on the podium in the equestrian, oldest individual Olympic medal winner since 1912. Those medals maintain a 9-day streak for Australia. It's 33 medals, including 4 golds. Outside of Hoy, day 10 of the games was defined by our women's teams and the full gamut of emotions we went through with the Hockey Roos, the Matildas, and the Opals.
Gurjeet with the shot and the goal. India on the board in the quarterfinal. The dream is going to end in despair for Australia.
You can just see how much this is going to hurt the Australian team. It's the fourth Olympics in a row that we've been knocked out in a position that probably wasn't meeting our expectation.
I'm just really proud of them. It's just such a shame to end it this way. It's just a shame that it's over.
It's still alive for Sweden and hooked home by Rolfo. Sweden find the opening goal in the semi-final. Australia have to regroup and get ready for that bronze medal contest against the United States. Final score, it's Sweden 1, Australia 0.
They fire the three, it's off the money, and Australia is going to prevail. The Opals are going to the quarterfinals. They left it late, but they've come up with a 27-point win when they needed 25. What a recovery that was. And one of the greatest performances by the Australian Opals in their Olympic history.
I'm just so proud of how we fought tonight. You know, we didn't come out how we wanted to. And even just to fight back in that second half and really take control of the game and win it with those two quarters is just unbelievable. It's a fresh start now. We're into the quarterfinals and anything can happen. So we're all really excited for that.
That would wring the emotions out of you, the three matches there. The Hockey Roos were poor, the Matildas were gallant, and the Opals got what they needed right at the end. 0433 98 11 16. And today, Stuart McSwain, Australia's best chance of a medal on the track. His heat of the 1,500 metres comes up in the main stadium at 10:27. So Peter Bowler's into the final tomorrow night. Stewie McSwain, he's a real gold medal chance. So 10:27, his heat. I wonder, how many of you have come across McSwain running the tan, I wonder?